Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. As the extended session continues, this week, the deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses Tuesday, June the 9th. Important MAS legislative measures pass out of opposite committee chambers. On Tuesday of next week, a large number of legislative bills will not advance further throughout the legislative process. MAS was very fortunate this week to see key MAS legislative measures advance to survive next week's Tuesday deadline. A list of those key bills. House Bill 379. This bill was amended to provide an additional use tax diversion of the total use tax collected at $1 million a month into the LSBP program beginning August 15, 2020 until July 15, 2022. To avoid a funding gap as the 5% LSBP use tax diversion builds up, this bill currently resides in the Senate Finance Committee chamber. House Bill 741. This bill will allow counties to pledge up to 75% of their anticipated use tax revenue for structuring bond debt, whereas the debt will not exceed over 10 years. This will give counties the ability to have flexibility when structuring major infrastructure bond projects. This bill currently resides in the Senate Finance Committee chamber. House Bill 685 and Senate Bill 2279. Both bills extend the repealer of mandating that counties shall not pay more than a Medicaid reimbursement rate regarding the medical costs pertaining to pretrial detainees and convicted inmates. Senate Bill 2215. This bill exempts term contracts and E-rate contracts from the reverse auction mandate. This bill currently resides in the House Municipality Committee and House County Affairs Committee. House Bill 721. This bill authorizes another round of funding for the Rural Fire Truck Program. House and Senate Chamber passed measures as placeholders to utilize federal COVID funds for disbursements to counties and cities. This week, the House, with House Bill 1750, and the Senate, with Senate Bill 3012, passed bills making an appropriation from the Budget Contingency Fund to the Department of Finance and Administration to discharge eligible COVID-19 expenses to cities and counties for years 2020 and 2021. This was created for reimbursing counties and cities for costs incurred with connection with COVID-19. Note, both bills have passed their originating chamber and will now head to its opposite chamber for consideration. Both House and Senate chamber passes omnibus bond packages. This week, the House, with House Bill 1730, and the Senate, with Senate Bill 2774, both passed major bond bills. This is a strong sign that the state leadership will consider major financing for capital improvements, economic, and other various projects. Note, both bills have passed their originating chamber and will now head to its opposite chamber for consideration. Thank you. This concludes another week of MAS's Legislative Update.